What we discovered is what's been going on is that there are five of these species. That there's what they call the short grays, there are the tall grays, and they're sometimes called the tall whites. There are the reptilians, and there's an insectoid species that they call the mantis people, because they look like praying mantises. They're almost 7 feet tall, extraordinarily skinny, who always appear to be in charge. The mantis people, whenever they appear with other species, always seem to be the ones giving directions to them. And then there's this other one, it's a very problematic one, about allegedly from the Pleiades, of a species that looks virtually identical to us. That's very problematic. That's very problematic. Because the minute you broach that particular subject, you start getting into this whole discussion about, are we related to them? Are they us in the future? Are we of the same genetic source than them? You know, you get the movie Prometheus, etc. Bottom line is, however, there are these other four species that are absolutely not human. That's for sure. Okay? What's happening is that these species are engaged in abducting human beings. And a number of the women who have been abducted have their egg cells involuntarily removed, and their 24 chromosomes egg cells are genetically spliced together with 20 count chromosomes of the DNA from the extraterrestrial species, and it's put together into a 48 chromosome zygote, which is implanted in the uterus of the woman. And then she, after the abduction experience, suddenly discovers herself being pregnant, even though some of them haven't been with a man for over a year. And all of a sudden, you're totally back to look how it conceived is happening. And then the bottom line is after the first trimester, then they carry the child to end of the first trimester, and all of a sudden they're abducted again. And they come back from the second abduction, and they're not pregnant anymore. And there's all kinds of medical records proving that this is happening, and that it's now become evident that there is, in fact, a conscious program going on, pursuant to which at least four of these species are engaged in a collective, cooperative process, by means of which there are hybrid children being generated, all right? This is true, okay, and is true. And the reality is that this element inside the United States government knows that this is true, and they're lying. They're lying to us, they're lying to Congress, and we have effectively now persuaded major members of the United States Senate that this is happening. We have put together some 40 whistleblowers who have come and testified under oath in the United States Senate of California, who have provided evidence that we are in possession of non-human origin extraterrestrial spacecraft, and that there is a conscious back engineering program going on, trying to back engineer these to develop weapons without the knowledge of Congress, without any oversight of Congress, and in complete defiance of Congress, in fact. So we've got a situation that is very similar to what happened in Iran-Contra, where you have the Congress being lied to by a deep covert operation inside the executive agency, thinking that they can get away with this. We ended up being called by Luis Elizondo, who is the head of the project inside the Pentagon, who had decided that he's had enough of this, that we need to reveal this to the people. We've convinced a number of the senators. We've gotten the United States Senate to pass a 64-page law to set up a 9-person panel to order all 6 of the United States military services, all 18 of the United States intelligence agencies, all 32 of the United States Defense Department agencies, ordered them to compile every single piece of information they got about the UFO phenomenon that they've ever had possession of since January 1st of 1945. To collect it all together and to make it available to the National Archives in the classified sections by October 20th of next month. We got them to order them to turn it over immediately on October 20th. And it went over to the House side to get approved. The House amended the language, the saying that they had their gathered all together and have it prepared in a digitized format where it can be searched and have an index which is searchable, and to have it prepared to be turned over to the National Archives by October 20th of 2024, and then turn it over as soon as possible. As lawyers, you read language like that, and you know crabbing language right away. That's just crabbing sideways. What we've done is our institute, the Rivero Institute, has instituted a new paradigm project, the New Paradigm Institute, which you'll find out about. You can go to our site, newparadigminstitute.org, and you click on the little gizmo here, and it'll give you all these, I hope more technical terms. The bottom line is, it'll start feeding you all kinds of information that we put together now about this, because that we are not going to depend upon Congress to be the ones that are going to reveal all of this. You know, I want to get before I step back here to let Sarah talk this for a minute. Bottom line is this: we are in the process of forcing disclosure, to force it upon the United States government that doesn't want to do this, and we have allies inside the United States national security state infrastructure, because they're really worried, because that hasn't been serious as a heart attack yet. Let me tell you, the doomsday clock that has been prepared by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has just been reset because of the stuff in the Ukraine. It's been set now to 90 seconds before midnight, and a 24-hour clock is now moved all the way up to 90 seconds before midnight. This is the shortest fuse on the atomic clock that's existed in its entire history since 1947, when they created this doomsday clock. All right? The fact is that the United States government has been responsible for moving into place major U.S. missiles, nuclear missiles, along the western boundary of the Soviet Union, or Russia. Yeah. And Russia, in response to this, is now ordered the training of his field commander on the deployment and utilization of tactical nuclear weapons in order for them to retain control over the western sections of the Ukraine that they have accomplished so far. And most importantly, of course, Crimea, which is their access to the only one water port in all of Russia, where their submarine come and go. Okay? So they aren't going to give this up, and they're willing to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in order to protect us. And so the problem is that the United States is being clothed in patriotism and support of liberty, and let's all help Ukraine because they want to have freedom and sovereignty, that, you know, like anybody wants to have from the tyranny of Russia. This is whole major propaganda campaign that's going on right now, which is trying to rationalize what's going on here on the part of the United States and the NATO countries. And they're putting Putin into a corner, and Putin has got nuclear weapons, all right? So what's happening is there's a major anxiety building inside the Pentagon. We are approaching a point of potential no return, and what they're concerned about, in our judgment, is that UFO species are considering intervention, because they have displayed the capacity to shut off all of our nuclear weapons. We have with us here tonight, actually, the captain who was a lieutenant at the time, was in the U.S. Minuteman missile silo up in Montana back in 1967, that when the UFO came over, it shut off 10 separately wired United States missiles there, okay? The bottom line is that we know from direct first-hand witnesses that the UFO people have the potential capacity to shut off our nuclear weapons. And they now have demonstrated they have the capacity to shut off our entire nuclear aircraft carriers, that they have risen now from beneath the sea, and they've shut off an entire United States nuclear aircraft carrier galaxy, completely shut off all of their electricity, shut off all of their propulsion, their forward momentum, all of their electronic systems, and leave them dead in the water. Okay? Yeah. Now, the shadow. the bottom line is, this is causing deep anxiety on the part of the people in the Pentagon, because they view that as a threat to our national security, which you don't understand from their limited, you know, perspective. The bottom line is, what's happening now is that there is a major project that's underway in Washington, D.C., to set up a procedure, a set of protocols, for what they call UFO control disclosure. They have this 64-page bill I told you about that the Senate has passed. They call it unidentified aerial phenomenon or unidentified anomalous phenomenon. They call them UAPs because they don't want to admit after 77 years of lying that UFOs are real. So they'll say, okay, UAP is real. Okay, it was called something else.
500 years.
The bottom line is that they're engaged in a process now of trying to set up in that act called a UAP controlled disclosure campaign plan, pursuant to which the President of the United States will step by step release information about the UFOs over a 7-year period. Okay? And this authorized the President to withhold some of the information. What this really is trying to do is set up for the very first time a specific congressional authorization allowing them to continue to keep it secret. Even though they've been lying to Congress for 77 years, pretending they don't have any information. So we need to understand it's a chess game that's going on right now. So it's absolutely essential that what we have is the public support, grasping public support to press for full disclosure of the information that they have, and not partial information, not a limited, modified hangout position of, you know, the old adage inside the intelligence community is the best way to keep a secret is to pretend that you've revealed it. They're talking about revealing just partial pieces of information, like how about acknowledging which 80% of all the people in the country already believe that UFOs are real, and let's acknowledge that there's an extraterrestrial civilization, then see if that's going to satisfy the people. Okay, our job is to make sure that you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied with that kind of a pass-on, okay? That what we're going to do is demand to know the information, all right? We've organized this major project, the Romero Institute. The Romero Institute, as many of you know, is the progeny of the Christic Institute that we set up in Washington, D.C., back in 1980. And we've now set up the Romero Institute that is housing this. And we're trying to invite you in how to participate in this whole program, that you can be part of the Citizens for Disclosure. Citizens for Disclosure is a major movement that's going to go on, that we're going to have a Citizens for Disclosure group at every single one of the 435 congressional districts. We're going to have one here in this congressional district. We want the young people to participate in this. We want people to volunteer to work with us, to help us in this major project. This has the greatest potential for raising the consciousness of people to realize that we have to get past this kind of thermal nuclear war. We have to disarm the nuclear warheads of all the nuclear weapons in the world together in a collective effort. That's what we have to do. And it's not the conflict between the and the front of the UFO people. We want Santa Cruz to be one of the leading communities in the country that is going to help lead this movement.